Hi, this is a decision for patient Angela Lee. Date of birth is 7/15/1991. Date of accident 5/25/2020. Date of service is 5/3/2023. The patient Angela Lee was initially involved in an automobile accident where she was deboned on a passenger side at a high speed. She was a restaurant driver, leading to head injury with symptoms of dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, forgetfulness, nightmares, lack of focus, nausea, vomiting, spots in the vision, as well as pain in the head, as well as right side of the neck, right shoulder, radiating to the right arm involving first and second finger, and lower back pain radiating to the left side, to the right side, sorry. Right side of the leg posteriorly all the way to the ankle. Constant numbness, tingling. The symptoms have largely continued. Patient has reported that she has had an injection last month on 4/19. It brought some relief, but not complete relief. And the pains have still continued to continue. She's seeing Dr. Verma as a neurologist, and she's taking medication like Wellbutrin for her issues. She is also doing counseling and physical therapy and chiropractic treatment. The patient is also due for MRI of the thoracic spine, and she has been undergoing neuropsych therapy, and the patient reports that pains have continued in the head, right side of the neck, right shoulder and lower back, mostly on the right side, and with off and on radiation to the right arm and right leg. Pain is around 4 to 5, and ADS are not gravely affected except sleep and enjoyment of life, which is 6. Patient reports 10 to 20% improvement. The rest of the system review and substance abuse and compliance history comes from the chart. Physical examination, blood pressure is 108/84, pulse is 94, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from previous visit, which is 3/28/2023, dictation number is 0330-020. And diagnosis are the same. Plan is to continue the physical therapy 2 times a day in the affected areas. She can do a light duty job. Further injections have been advised to the right sacroiliac joint and also LESI. And the patient is otherwise stable. She is walking without any adaptive devices. She is able to bend down and do all the things. She is improving significantly in brain trauma as well. She does have a depression and all that. She is provided the following medication, which is Mobic, milligram twice a day with food, Acifex for stomach protection, 20 milligram twice a day, Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, for headaches, for body aches, pain in the back, Wellbutrin XL 150 milligram daily for depression, Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for headaches and nerve pains, Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches, and Lidoprim for the topical pain relief. Our MRIs have been reviewed, and once the thoracic MRI is done, we'll have a further information about her to update the treatment plan.